doing, everyone? I'll be Wasteful, the Happiest Dentist, coming to you today with a question. It's 2019, and my question to you is, do you need coaching? The reason I ask this question is there tends to be a period of becoming stagnant that happens to a lot of dentists. You get yourself to a point, but getting yourself past that point seems to be really hard. You may go to courses, you may hear questions where people are pitching you their program, their different coaching programs. How do I choose the right coaching program? But there's all these questions thrown out to you, and then what's the most natural thing to do? Go home, think about it, talk to your spouse or your financial advisor and try to think your way through it. The question is without coaching, is it possible for you to even make that rational decision? Should you have a coach helping you to decide whether or not to accept coaching? Think of the process. Your stagnant thinking has got you level, totally level. Where you may have been stuck in the same point for 10, 15, 20 years. And your thinking is the one that got you stuck. And your thinking is the one that's making that choice of, I have to think this over. Notice the catch-22. It's your thinking that got you stuck. And then it's your thinking that's trying to figure out whether or not you should get past this situation, or whether you need somebody to help coach you past the situation. It could almost drive you crazy. It's such a loop. Luckily in my career, I was not afraid to hire coaches, and I wasn't afraid to realize that the coach that I hired wasn't the right coach either, and that I needed another one, or that the coach that did help me get from point A to point B could not help me get from point B to point C, or from point C to point D. So to me, coaching is essential. It's an essential part of life. You know, think of just the all-time greats, right? Warren Buffett has a business coach. Not too many people more successful than that guy. He's got a business coach. All the best athletes in the world do. All the top businessmen in the world do. So do some of them coach others as well? Sure, but they all get coaches on top of it. The difference in the mindset between the two is the people who are doing well always know they can do things better and always know that a fresh perspective on something can really help jump you to the next point. So me personally, I am always looking for that next coach, the next person to take me to that next level. And I usually use or ask for a help on that decision from somebody else who's more successful than me, or a coach who just has a different take on it. The one thing I don't do is try to think of it myself, because if I do, again, I will just be stuck. Interesting, right? So are you ready to make a leap in 2019? And if so, how are you going to get there? If your mind has you stuck in one place, and yet coaching can get you to another place, and it's your decision that has to get you through that hoop, you may want to think about doing things differently. Come out to see a Happiest Dentist course soon. Let's talk it through. I'll be Weiss Vogel, today's Happiest Dentist.